Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 31st of July, 2024, and this is Guardian Radio AM. I've taken this moment to open the show. Like I told you all before the break, I'm not sure if this man going to let me hit the debate floor today. And I see that he has brought in heavy artillery to back up his commitment to ruling with power. Good morning, Mr. Nuri. Welcome back to your show.
See, have me stuttering again. Anyway, I'm excited today. Today, I have a special guest for you, someone who's near and dear to me, right? And I'm extremely excited, like you're blushing. Yeah. I'm blushing to see people, especially when they look good. They look good like the water different. But they're here. Because I requested, right? And because they was passing through. And they said, man, why don't you come by and then shoot the breeze with me? And Aaron's with me on Wednesday. Shoot the breeze with me because I want to know some things about how I can matriculate. I know Aaron wants to matriculate. And I say, hey.
That sounds like school. Hold on. That sounds like school, sir.
Yeah? Don't worry about that. The people can understand. But anyway, without further ado, I'd like to introduce to my friend, Nahasha Black. Welcome to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. How are you doing?
You blushing, black boy?
Yeah. It's hard for me to blush, right? But all of the corner of my cheeks is now purplish, right? Purplish. Just to know that you are in studio and you're in studio with me. Knowing our relationship in terms of when I used to be the co-host.
Man, let it go.
To you, all right? On Guardian Radio. What's your show name? Your name?
Something.
And they apparently we purge all your music. There's no essence of you
none.
In the system in Guardian anymore.
Got to move forward, man. That's
the
right.
The hit back with Nahasha Black.
Well, that's the name.
That was a former lifetime.
That was the difference.
And as the listening audience are aware of, Nahasha has moved to Canada. Right? And I remember I had to reach out to all your bosses and say, man, I want to have Nakaja come on my show to make sure you could come here and sit down.
Yeah.
Right? And they said, man, go ahead. I know you, CA. You're sensible. You're sensible.
Did they really say that?
They said I'm sensible, right? Yeah. So you were here.
Yes. Thank you for the invite.
And very much. And I said that I wanted you to discuss your transition to Canada. Right? And I remember asking permission on what all you can talk about because you work in a sensitive place now.
Yep.
Right? And they gave me permission to say, hey, benefits of Bahamians who want to move to Canada.
Well, you know, it's interesting that topic because I am not a proponent of Bahamians moving to Canada.
What?
I want to keep as many Bahamians home as possible for the sake of building a better Bahamas, but I understand why Bahamians would want to move to Canada. So really, my desire is how do we build a better Bahamas for Bahamians who are in Canada to see that there's capacity home to take that knowledge that is prevalent, that is brilliant in Canada that I've seen, to say how do they build capacity in the Bahamas? However, that is my desire, my vision, my love. Mm-hmm. Is that necessarily a reality? It is something that I know that I've been working on in the present position that I am at, it's a great honor serving at the Bahamas High Commission in Ottawa under High Commissioner Gray. So it has been a work and an effort, but there are, without a doubt, tons of Bahamians who have made their homes, their success stories, their challenges, and they've decided Canada. So it's a beautiful country. Like I said, I've schooled there. I've lived there before. And so, you know, I like it. It's very nice. It's very nice.
Good. Go ahead, Aaron.
What about the snow?
So what about the snow?
And the cold.
Because you know you brought you took your entire family there, your husband, your children, and I assume there's a transition into this cold weather. And then Ottawa speaks. Is that where they speak French?
No. Yes.
Yeah? Ottawa?
Yep.
So you don't speak French?
No, I don't. It's actually dual language though. So there's two national languages. Canada has two national languages. That's English and French. So Ottawa is bilingual. And then you have Quebec, Which actually, yeah, Quebec, the province that is right next door, that its official language is French.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So just talk about the snow and then talk about how you manage and speak in French.
Cold is cold, man. Mm-hmm. Cold is cold. It doesn't matter the variance. Some people could handle it, some can't. Different provinces make it worse. If you can't handle a little bit of frigidity.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say a little bit of frigidity.
Well, listen, if you're Bahamian and you complain about 61 degrees.
I do complain about 61 degrees.
Don't,
okay, Canada's not a place for me.
That's a great summer day,
man,
isn't
that's
it?
That's shorts wearing day. Mm. That's short sleeveless shirt day. You could live your best life at 61.
So if you plan
50 is still a good day.
Okay, now here's a big question on behalf of all the children. Mm-hmm. How many snow days a year do students typically get?
Not that many.
Did they make them go to school in the snow? Because I...
Yes.
So you?
Yes. You know, like when it rains here and there's a heavy rain, you start to question if you're going anywhere?
Yeah.
Like you won't call in. No. Snow? Snow is not... snow does not stop the show.
So now your children could tell your grandchildren, I had to walk 7 miles in the snow to go to school. You could get up and go to school.
Yeah, yeah. They have a similar story. Trust me. I can't drive in snow, though. That's my challenge. Oh. So that's my issue.
So in terms of schooling and like you're carrying your children there, how was the transition for that?
It's a transition. It's a transition.
So, I know you consider public school and you consider private school?
We did public school. We're mm-hmm. definitely public school is on the table. I think public school is fantastic. It's all about where you live that would determine the best public schools for your child. Certain districts, because everything is about district. Where you live is the schools are within your district that you only have the choice for.
Right, which is something different for Bahamians.
Exactly. So I could live Elizabeth Estates and my kids could go to GHS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. I think they tried that home here for a while, no? Mm-hmm. They didn't try the district thing?
Cause yeah, they, yeah. For East. If you live East, you go to the Eastern schools.
Right. And some of that is about logistics and accessibility. Mm-hmm. But it's been disrupted slightly because a lot of parents are requesting because
they go to Siyawaka all the time.
I wanted to go to Siyawaka.
Right. So there are the highlight schools and mm-hmm. parents. You have this program, I think I want my kid to be there. A lot of parents, unfortunately, have made these requests because they found, because of the area that they live in, mm-hmm. the school has a gang problem because mm-hmm. of the dynamics around
the community.
The school.
Yeah, yeah.
So they will request that their kids go to a different school because of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's amazing. Academic, extracurricular, sports. What's the balance in the Canadian culture?
It depends on the school, right? So there are some schools that just have more, you know, it depends on the school.
Okay.
Really, it does. So some schools are more artistic. They focus on the creative student. And these are public schools. Some are far more athletic, and they focus on those. But, of course, academics still continues.
Yeah.
Any person who's looking, and I would like to share this before we go any further. Canada's no panacea. Panacea? How do you say the word?
Yeah, panacea.
Right? It's not that. It has its challenges. There are many families, not just individuals, but families that make the move. And you will find that even if you go with a lump sum of cash, you will lose that lump sum of cash most times, 9 times out of 10, before you get a job. So it requires a lot of planning, a lot of understanding. I find we've found that there are folks who jump in both feet with just the word of a friend, and not with financial resources, living with someone, those issues come up where you live with someone, that person decides, I didn't like you that much, and now you need somewhere to live, but housing is extremely expensive.
Is Canada in general expensive?
It is expensive. Is it as expensive as home in some regards? Not necessarily so, but very expensive mm-hmm. if you're an immigrant.
In terms of your job and the whole High Commission, mm-hmm. in terms of supporting Bahamians?
In distress only.
Only in distress only?
In distress. In distress. We do not...
So you don't find me a job if I say I'm migrant in Canada? Let me call the High Commission and say, hello, I need to find a job.
We're not a job placement. And the government of the Bahamas is not in the High Commission is not in the business of relocation. That is not what we're... The assets of the Bahamas is its people. And, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that is so important to understand that the assets of a country is not the minerals could be there, but it has to be the people. And the investment in the people or the way we maintain or grow a society is the investment in its people. So when we lose people, when we lose our students in graduating and they stay, it doesn't build up the Bahamas. So I don't know High Commission is ever really going to say, oh, There's no way, no way, no way, no way the government's person is going to pay for you to find a job now.
What about opportunities for Bohemians, right?
We would know.
So, like, how does that impact us as regular Bohemian? The High Commission is there, right? And I said, man, I have some money, which I want to develop the Bahamas and Canada. How does a High Commission?
Well, that's where the High Commission, a High Commission or embassy would come into play in establishing connections, learning the community, the environment, the business community. For example, my portfolio is in trade and investments. So my function is really to determine where are the opportunities for economic advancement for the Bahamas, for Bahamians, through partnerships with Canadian businesses, Canadian opportunities through where we see bilateral trade agreements, et cetera. Where are those opportunities so that we can foster those areas? That includes education as well. So since we've been there, BTVI has signed an MOU with Algonquin College, the largest tech polytechnic within Ontario. Mm-hmm. And so that is an advancement in that area. We have further discussions going on with other government entities and education and academic tertiary institutions, because you can't have growth without education. And so how do we continue to foster that? We have done things in particular in innovation, which is one of those pillars I believe is a great opportunity for diversification and relationship-wise within Canada. And so I think the opportunities would be for, I can't speak for anyone else's mission or speak on behalf of anyone else's mission or function, but I know for us in Canada, our goal and desire has been, how do we learn the community, the business community, the investment community, and how do we then not just say, come and invest in the Bahamas, but how do you partner with the Bahamas to create sustainable, substantial growth that isn't just the same mechanism of come in, plunder, leave. How do we grow? When you come and grow, how do you build the Bahamian employee to become the employer? How do we share innovation and technology so that it is connected? So, for example, BAMSI has connected with an Ottawa-based business that is within agri-tech and vertical farming. So we're pretty excited about that relationship that we've established. So their curriculum on how to build and sustain a vertical farm is now a part of the curriculum, and we're pretty excited about things like that.
It definitely sounds like the High Commission is working. Like, you don't have all kind of projects. I mean, you're just getting a slew of opportunities, right? But how do Bahamians here in Nassau, the Bahamas in general, archipelago, plug into that information and know all these things are available for Bahamians to take advantage? How do we find that out?
That is something that's ongoing. I can't discuss. Not yet.
No problem. I just wanted, okay.
Not yet.
What about having a database of Bahamians living in Ottawa? Do you have that?
We do, but Bahamians tend to like to be, y'all are shady. Yeah, right. Y'all don't want folks to know where you are. I'll tell you that.
It's a cultural thing, right? Like, we find that Jamaicans, Nigerians, when they migrate, they bring their whole nationality with them, their whole national identity with them. You'll hear the music on a Saturday morning, right? You'll see the colors in the clothing. Bahamians are slightly different. Our cultural movement is we assimilate.
Mm-hmm. That's us.
Right? And I think each perspective has value and has power. But Bahamians, I don't call it hiding, but I know what you mean. We assimilate. Mm-hmm. We become like you. Mm-hmm. Right? And we will celebrate being Bahamian, but we won't necessarily wear being Bahamian on our chest all the time. Now, there's some, I would say anomalies, but there's some outliers, like the Drummond Bay in Houston. The Bahamian in Houston, mm-hmm. It takes Junkanoo wherever. He is a one-man Junkanoo band, right? And he wears that Bahamian-ness. But ultimately, when I traveled and lived abroad, Bahamians are similar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We've seen it. I've seen it.
Independence just gone. Mm-hmm. What did y'all do to celebrate? Or did the High Commission celebrate that way?
Yeah, man, all countries celebrate. Every country celebrates their independence, their national day. Every country celebrates.
Do we have a flag day? Do we have a Bahamian flag day in Canada?
We have 242 days, so that would be the flag day.
Yes.
Oh, okay. We do have it. And so there's the raising of the flag or just adherence, respecting it, so our CARICOM colleagues are all aware. And then we have, of course, on independence, we would have our reception, our diplomatic reception. We had a Bahamian band that's in Toronto come and be a part of the festivities in Ottawa. Yeah, man. Since High Commissioner has come in, that's one of his things that, you know, we always establish the love of country.
Now, you're talking a band comprised of Bahamians living in Canada?
Yes, in Toronto.
In Toronto. What did you know? That you remember their name?
What's their name? Oh, I could get your name. I'm going to get the name. I'm going to get the name. And they're very good, by the way.
You mentioned...
The Bush.
The Bush, that's the name?
The Bush.
Oh, okay, in the Bush. You mentioned that the mission is there for helping Bahamians who are in distress. Mm-hmm. What's that process? Are you able to mention, say, well, if you are in distress, first you do A, B, C, D, and then we come and help support. What is that?
If you're in distress, let's define what's in distress.
Okay, do that.
All right, in distress is if you find yourself stuck at the airport, which happens a lot. Bahamians tend not to realize you can fly to Canada on a police certificate with the ETA because you can fly through the United States and to Canada on your police record. Mm-hmm. But when you're coming home from a different country other than the Bahamas, a police record doesn't suffice. You will need a visa, a U.S. visa. So a lot of folks get stuck in Canada because they want to fly through the U.S.
Do they have the traveling without a visa designation anymore? I know one or two people.
We have an ETA. So Canada Bahamas has a relationship with an ETA. That's a $7 expense, 5 years in your passport. Don't change your passport.
Once they get to that point, how our pre-clearance, once you step into pre-clearance, you're in the U.S. Once they get to that sort of pre-clearance point, they don't get assigned a staff member that sits with them until they board it?
For which part of the process?
Leaving Canada to go to the U.S., right? So we know you don't have the requisite papers to the U.S., but we know that you got into Canada from the U.S. Do they assign? They don't assign.
No, you will have to go through Canada to get back home. If you do not have a visa.
Yeah, direct.
If you don't have a U.S. visa. So what tends to happen is folks didn't budget for that. You know, we like to shop. We didn't budget for that extra purchase. So now, you need help, right? And the first thing that folks would do is...
So hold on. We don't have a Bahamas in Canada? A Bahamas Air office? Because God knows if you get stuck anywhere and Bahamas Air is there, they can get you home. Because I love Bahamas Air.
So, okay, I understand the non-visa. What else kind of emergency?
If you don't have a visa, then you would ask for assistance. Normally, folks would ask for assistance to help with the fund, to pay for your ticket just to get home. That's the level of distress. Yeah. Our goal is to get you home. Now, that still is a process and even unto itself to get you home because you still have to promise to pay back the government. It's not a gift. It's a loan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So what we find is most folks then when they realize, it's a loan. I don't want to do a loan. They will call family and see how best to accommodate. Mm-hmm. However, it is the job of all of our missions really to accommodate, to assist in getting folks home as best as they can once you sign on the dotted line. So it's not a freebie.
Yeah.
You know, it is assistance to get you home.
So I'm a student or I'm a tourist. I'm in Canada. I have a catastrophic accident. So I break something, right? Will you facilitate me getting proper health care? So say I tell the people, look, I'm a tourist. They say, well, look, get in this cab.
Get travel insurance. Make sure everybody get travel insurance. Okay. It's dead cheap.
There you go.
But if you find yourself in a medical situation, most times everybody will call their family first. You go and you call them family immediately. This is where these certain things are case by case. I think it's safe to say that, you know, in our position as with the High Commission, we always follow the protocol of what we don't have an answer to, we will seek
guidance
from above. Yeah. So that would be capital. So there are cases that may prove where there might be approval or they'll say, well, unfortunately, we cannot.
Now, what if the people have on the menu black and grouper and when I, and it's a Bahamian black and grouper and when I eat the grouper, it's swai?
You get swing. That's all. You get swing.
I would hear the hierarchy of the missions, right? There is the High Commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
How many different missions are in Canada?
Well, there's one High Commission, and then there's a consulate.
And that's in
Toronto.
So there's Toronto and there's Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I assume there's a at the consulates, the two various consulates, there's a whole hierarchy of different positions there?
Right.
Each one.
So the consulates are strictly consular work. Consular function, high commission,
passport type work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And also they do trade and investment stuff. So they will deal with education, cultural exchanges, et cetera, et cetera. A high commission or an embassy, they're different because a high commission is within Commonwealth countries. An embassy is non-Commonwealth relationship. So they would have their head of mission or ambassador, and then you would have your subsequent posts, depending on how the office is structured. Mm-hmm. So you, for our office, we have our head of chancery. She is second under H.C. Gray. Then you'd have myself. You'd have Mrs. Second Secretary V.C. Roll. You would have, we now have a legal attaché to assist with some legal frameworking that way. And then we have our, what do we call it? LESs, locally engaged staff, right? So Bahamians, we actually have a few Bahamians who work at the High Commission who are Canadians.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like in London, they have the Bahama House, the House of, because it's a Bahama House, like what do we own or the property for the
residents.
The residents, right? We have something like that inside Canada?
Yeah, we do.
Like a big house that have Bahamas on it?
Well, I mean, it ain't huge, but it's comfortable. I mean,
it have any fruit trees in the yard?
I got big trees. I got really big oak trees, but I mean,
nice.
Yeah, then you know, the Bahamas and Canada has had a long-standing relationship from our independence, 1973. So it is a 51-year-old relationship diplomatically. So we have been there. I think the residence has been there for almost 30 years.
Okay,
and yeah, so it's a long-standing thing. So there's a proper presence of the Bahamas, and I can tell you that the Bahamas, they consider us...
All kind of people getting excited to see you. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's... Get here!
You come inside.
Get here!
You come inside. Yeah, you come inside.
Yeah. So... Hold on.
Candy is coming to him. You come inside and hug. Yeah, we are.
We don't break the live.
Just don't talk loud because the mic will definitely pick up whatever you say, Candy. Yeah. You know when... You see people in a while.
Yeah. Would I?
Go ahead. Because do you know, Aaron, at one point in time, Canada tried to own the Bahamas?
Yeah. Right after,
before our independence,
yeah.
Right? They made overtures to United Kingdom to say, can we own, purchase the Bahamas? I mean, a few people actually know that.
One minute.
No, you talk. I can talk about politics and history right now. Yes. So we came close to being a province or an island state.
A territory.
Of Canada. Like, few Bahamians actually know that actually happened.
Yeah.
They actually tried to purchase us. They just going to buy us from England. Like, I assume that should have also been a narrative for Canadians who come in to visit the Bahamas.
Right.
Some kind of
story to tell about the relationship.
We came close to being Canadians.
Yeah. In fact, as a vendor or as a tour guide, right, as a stakeholder or an actor in the market, that would be my shtick, right? Mm. That would be my gimmick, my Canadian cousins.
Yeah,
we was almost face cousins. Y'all don't know. We came close. I would love to tell that story, to have that narrative in my arsenal if I'm interacting with tourists.
Yes.
On a daily basis.
This one I'm not sure of because, you know, my brain's getting foggy. But when they had the Nassau Accord.
Right, that's the 1985 Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting.
No, this is for...
That's not the Nassau Accord?
The Nassau Accord was when the British Prime Minister, the United States President...
That's not the South Africa Apartheid meeting?
No. World War II.
Okay.
World War II. I'm almost sure Canada... came also to be a part of that meeting. I think it's three different countries came, and they had their meeting about World War II in Nassau, the Nassau Accord. And they have a tree right on University Drive there, past the Ministry of National Security. They have a plaque, a memorial
on
plaque.
On JFK?
On JFK. Mm-hmm. A memorial plaque that... tells the story about the Nassau Accord and how they talk about World War II type thing, you know? And like I said, it's foggy, but I remember something happened like that.
I'm going to look it up. Google is saying that the Nassau Accord is the is a compilation of decisions made at the 1985 Chogum. But that's the meeting where that was referenced by 52. Okay. Right, it's surrounding that where the Queen and the Prime Minister were at odds about ending apartheid in South Africa.
Yes, and I understand, but I'm talking about something completely different. I'm talking about the Prime Minister of Canada, and hopefully the listening audience could actually call in. Normally I get texts on these things. The Prime Minister of Canada, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, or Great Britain, I'm not sure the difference, right? And then United States President, they all came here to talk about the Cold War type thingy, right? Yeah. And I'm sure of it. You know, it's foggy. I can say it's foggy now. But I mean, even that should be a part of our tourism product.
Look it up and let's talk about it. Because these, how do you weave successful narratives? Well, you start with the truth or you start with history, right? You start there and make the connections. But let's get to some text. Welcome, Ms. Black. Good to hear from you. These are texts coming in, madam. Nahaja, so happy to hear your voice. Miss you, happy. You are doing well. Biggest fan, Kay Cancino.
Hey, Kay. I'm Kay. How you doing?
There you go. Another text. Well, again, welcome, Ms. Black. Good to hear from you. Somebody say, strap Nahaja to the chair. Don't let her leave the studio. Please come back, Nahaja, I beg in. Your fan from Freeport.
Oh,
she
hi,
knows
Freeport.
Who that is. That's what the Texas say. You know who you're talking to.
I'm pretty excited. I can't wait. There's more to come from Ottawa, so I can't wait till news
so you,
is able
you're
to
down
come.
Here for work and not pleasure?
No, it's supposed to be pleasure, but they still got me working.
You still got to work here.
You know what I'm not used to, Cecil, Aaron?
Yeah.
The one thing that I've been, you know, I'm grateful. Because, you know, one of those things was I wanted to see if I could do more than talk, right? So the work has been a challenge, but fantastic. But you know what I wasn't ready for?
Poutine?
Oh, that's
putting
terrible.
Gravy on fries
oh, poutine
and cheese?
Poutine is terrible. That's just a cardiac arrest waiting to happen. Just nasty, by the way. Sorry, don't mean to offend.
I think it's about the gravy. If they had some good Bahamian gravy
that's
on it.
That's what I'm saying. If not, they had Bahamian gravy.
Cultural exchange.
Yeah, you know what? I might have to do that. You might have to look into that because that might be it.
What does one take so you go to the corner?
Oh, yeah. The one thing that's been a challenge for me was, you know what I wasn't ready for? And I had that. This is out of touch. This is out of touch. And so I'm going to apologize to all my listeners already. But somebody should have told me I wasn't ready for 9-to-5s. I hadn't had a 9-to-5 job in a long time.
Ah, yes, you was your own boss.
I was
back
my
then.
Own boss for a long time. Forth. Yeah, this is.
So now you got to clock in.
Man,
and work overtime.
And government ain't easy, boy.
No, if you watch it, if you clock out.
Listen, man.
Where you going? Have a long lunch.
But you know, and my work requires me to be flexible, so I have to be like, okay, well, I have 6 meetings today, and I won't be.
I won't be home until next week.
I won't be in office today, so.
Yeah,
6 meetings.
And everyone calling, is Nahaja in? She's still not in. Okay, let's go to the caller here. Someone wants to engage you. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, loud and clear.
Yeah, you are asking about the prime ministers of, I think it was Stephen Barker or the prime minister of Canada, Harold Macmillan and John F. Kennedy met here.
Yes.
The plaque is down at the intersection of Blake Road and at the roundabout of Blake Road and West Bay Street.
Okay.
I think it was in 1962 when they came.
Do you know what it was about? Because I thought it was a national card.
I don't know what it was about. I was basically about 10 years old, but I do distinctly remember that.
And I appreciate you calling because I started doubting myself because I'm sure this was a meeting of all these heads about the Cold War, World War II.
Yes, because the year before, I think it was, you had the Cuban Missile Crisis.
It makes
That's
sense.
That's what I think.
It makes absolute sense, right, to have that conversation for Canada and the U.S. to determine or make a determination of whether they even exist, various threats on the southeast border of the Americas. And the point that you made that at one point Canada petitioned to purchase the Bahamas, right? It makes sense.
I just said that should be a part of our tourism narrative also to promote
that. But that's what I remember. I don't know the reason for it.
Okay. Thank you very much, caller. I appreciate that. Maybe as we go on, the callers will call and remind exactly what it was.
Well, let's go to the next call and then to a break. Mm-hmm. All right. Hang that one up.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear?
Good morning.
Go ahead.
CA.
Hey.
And everybody.
Yes, sir.
Naja, I see your boy straight now, boy. You just drag him along with you wherever you go. The one, the ocean walk tall, CA Nuri. Naja, now I know you know your sports talk and NFL talk.
Yes, sir.
And you're the first woman who had a whole show dealing with NFL.
Are you keeping up?
How is the CFL?
Well, you know what? I have, what is it called? The Red Blacks are playing in Ottawa. I have promised to watch a game. I have not been keeping up with the CFL, to be honest. But this summer, I will go to watch a game because, you know, I'm paying attention to the season. But did you see Jazz Chisholm have a big record? Yeah.
Yes, at the first night he came.
Man,
he
listen.
Was a star. Mm-hmm.
Let's go, Bahamas.
Four home runs over
three games.
First three games set a franchise record.
Yes,
the only player to hit that many home runs over first three games.
How are the taxes there? Do you pay taxes too? Like the NBA players? I just pay American taxes and Canadian taxes. And here it's high.
Well, you know what? I when I come home here, I got to pay my VAT. I pay my duties. And when I go over there, I pay everything else the same. So it's expensive.
So how much is the income tax?
Oh no, we don't do income tax though. We're paying. We're sovereign source.
Right.
So
it's
so
sovereign. No income tax. But other people, how is the normal income tax? 40% of the
citizen taxes. It's graded depending on your income. So there's a tiered structure. So as you are paid your annual income, that's how you would determine or they determine your taxing.
All right. So Nahaji, we just lent you to Canada, right? You're still a Bahamian citizen.
By the way, every time, day.
As a Canadian resident, though, are you required to pay VAT when you visit the Bahamas, or can you get your money back at the border? Because they put those procedures in, so tourists could get their VAT money back.
Oh, well, I'm a citizen of the Bahamas, so every foreign mission is always on sovereign soil. So we are workers for.
Okay.
Only the common of the Canada, no country views you as an employee of the country that you are in. You are housed there, but your domain is the Bahamas.
Okay.
So that soil is Bahamian soil. You are an employee of the Bahamas. Your rights and privileges extend as far as diplomatic rights and privileges.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of taxation, et cetera, none of those, for the host country, none of those are part of your...
But you do pay VAT on things you consume.
So at the counter.
Yeah,
at the counter,
consume.
Yes, you can pay that and you can seek to get that back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I always want to know? Is there like a Bahamian police assigned to the mission? Like, is there a Bahamian police assigned to the embassies?
I think only if you needed it. But each country is a part of being a diplomatic... entity. Each country is responsible for that diplomatic entity's protection. So we have at our recourse, we have the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, RCMP, and they are aware of who we are, where we live. If we are in need of assistance, we can call.
So you have a different color passport then?
You know what? Get away.
I don't know if you have a blue passport like me. Or
you know what? Get away. I have a blue passport like you, buddy.
Oh, okay.
I have a blue passport like you.
Specialer.
No. Nothing so special. No. Just special in the sense that we are on diplomatic assignment, and so therefore there are special rights and privileges within that host country. Not here.
No, when you come here, just regular.
No, you're regular. You're regular.
That means you had to stand on line to pay.
Yes, ma'am, what you mean? You stand on line. You stand on line to clear. You stand on line for everything.
So when you're coming back, they didn't usher you past customs?
I ain't special, boo. No.
Oh, gosh.
We ain't special. Only the special people are special. We ain't special.
You know that MPs get able to exempt certain duties and things. I thought you were able to exempt something.
Bless Jesus.
No. No exemption for you.
I work just like the rest of the civil servants in this.
When you're not in the office, right? Mm-hmm. When you're not, you're always working, but when you're not in the office, how prevalent is the Bahamas, right? Like, do you see the Bahamas in marketing for tourism? Do you see Bahamians in the arts, in the space of arts and culture and music, television, in that social media space?
That's where we can grow. I think that's where we can grow. I think that's a great place to import some of our, when I say import some of our culture and put it on display.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So,
people are hungry.
Because here's what I'm thinking.
cultural differences. Mm-hmm. They're thirsty for it. They like the food and everything.
Right. We get this guy called Vocab Bahamas, right?
Yes.
Vocab is an influencer. Mm-hmm. He's a comedian, and now he's a musician. Now, producer, I need you to pull up Red Shirt Rhythm by Overdose.
Vocab,
but play up Sweet, play Sweet Jams Only. That's the song I want. Vocab have a song, but it's called One Gyal. In fact, pull up One Gyal. I want you to hear it because it's all Bahamian. So Overdose remix Red Shirt. Give me my red shirt,
okay.
Baby.
Oh, got it.
And the five artists.
By Ancient Man.
Right, by Ancient Man. Yeah. Five artists, including Overdose. He has his own track. And they apply, what I love most about it is beyond the remaking of a Bahamian hit, is the vocals that they apply to it. Mm-hmm. So that's Vocab. Producer can play it in a second. Mm-hmm. Vocab, after seeing Keith Lee's review of a Bahamian, I think, restaurant called Old Nassau. Vocab got on a plane.
Food's delicious, by the way. He didn't lie.
Okay. So you went to Old Nassau too?
Man, listen, I was in Toronto for work, and won't he do it?
They serve Kong salad there.
Don't push.
No, because I have a secret. I come into you. I can get us. And then you could visit with me on my green passport.
Yeah.
I have a secret to serve fresh Kong salad in Canada.
Yeah.
And it ain't Obeah. So Vocab went. I hope not. Vocab went up to Canada and spoofed. He redid the Keith Lee video, right? Bahamians loved it. That boy is ready. He ready for the stage. The improv, the comedy that we do, I think that we have a product that we could take to any country because we assimilate, right? We could become you. And then on stage, we can expose you in a beautiful way through our eyes. Right? And so that's a part of the cultural product that I thought we should have had on offer for the AfriForum and Trade Expo.
Mm.
Right? Producer, are you ready?
You're still looking for it.
Yeah, play the one by Vocab called One Yell.
In the meantime, right, in terms of culture, and does the... Oh, you found the music?
Right. Okay,
let's play it first.
I just want you to hear Vocab's...
May I have to take this home with you?
...style.
One gal off the cute though. How many gal?
Just give me one.
One gal off the cute though.
No,
how many gal? One gal off the cute though.
Just give me one.
How many gal? One gal off the cute.
Right there, producer. Right there.
I didn't know if a gal actually right sing song.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
The beauty of the track is that every vocal style applied to the track is old school Bahamian.
Mm-hmm.
One track sound like a Byron Lee and the Dragonaires experience. This one is an old, like a Joseph Spence style, guttural style. And so, like, he could be in Canada right now in an improv comedy show. He could be on Wildin' Out in the States.
And that's where I think the opportunity comes in for... one of the great things I do believe has been the opening of the consulate in Toronto. I think for the culture, for the diaspora, the spirit of the diaspora in Ontario is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Though Ottawa is in Ontario, we're in the capital. We're in a diplomatic mission. We focus a lot on the diplomatic side, right? And the consular side was more function, right? We wanted to ensure, because it serviced all of Canada for Bahamians.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, the wonderful space of the consulate is that opportunity to engage through things like the Toronto International Film Festival and bringing Bahamian movies to the fore with the partnership of an entity like tourism that is sitting next to it, bringing Bahamian plays to the fore, really beginning to push out a lot more organized event. I think there's great opportunity in that. I do believe that is where, you know, even with the missions now even being far more, it being louder in our space in Canada, Bahamians are engaging more. And we take all of these things in stride and wanting to grow the community because the Bahamas is a beautiful place. Bahamians, when we show up, and I want to say this, Bahamians in Canada, especially our students who've graduated, gotten PR, built their families, have stayed, are very successful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very successful. I mean, you'd be so proud of them. People like DeAndre, I hear Jerica Wilson, people like Matthew Saunders, Theo Burrows, who owns West Coast Kunk in Halifax. Food is great, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Zora Grant, who owns the largest beauty supply store in Ontario.
Because let's talk about...
And Kay, who owns Old Nassau.
Right, but let's talk about Afro-style hairs here in frigid weather. When you could fix Afro style hair in frigid weather, you are a scientist.
Well, I just could tell you I like my toque when it gets let me cover my good hair and head when it's cold.
So in terms of culture and opportunities for culture, does the mission assist with that? Like if I open up a store and I want other Bohemians in the network to know that I have a Bohemian store here, does the mission say, okay, let's promote and advertise this Bohemian entity?
Well, listen, I would say I've always said that the High Commission and High Commissioner Gray is very much a gentleman for the community. Mm-hmm. And so if there's a request, I write it plain, make it known. And what could simply be a yes or a no. Right, but there are protocols in place.
But there are protocols for me to write and apply and say, I am doing this, and then it goes through the system and the decision is made.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go to this caller, then we have a live read, and then we have 700 texts that Nahaja must hear right now. So let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. I'm CA.
Hey.
Nahaja.
Yes.
What is the most ethnic background? Is there more Jamaicans or Haitians in Canada?
Ooh. That's a tough one. I think depending on the province, it will tell you. If you go to Quebec, it's far more Haitians and French-speaking Africans, so Cameroon, Cameroonians and whomever else. In Ottawa, Guyanese are the most prevalent community in areas in the GTA. That's
and
a tough one.
In Quebec, right? It's more French, right? Do you parle français now?
No, and I said that in French.
Because Quebec wanted to leave Canada. It was so strong and speaking French.
Yeah, I like it. You know, I've spent some money trying to learn French. I came back with
My French is so pretty. I love French. French is so pretty.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Okay. Absolutely.
So let's do that live read now, and then we go to the text.
All right. Attention all fall 2024 applicants to the University of the Bahamas. The new academic year is fast approaching, and UB is thrilled to welcome you for fall 2024. If you started your online application, now is the time to submit all outstanding supporting documents. Make sure to send in your transcripts and copies of relevant passport pages urgently. To secure your acceptance to UB, your application must be fully processed. Remember to keep checking your email for important updates and reminders. Orientation and advisement for new students kicks off on Wednesday, August 7th, and classes begin Monday, August 19th. This message is brought to you by the University of the Bahamas Office of Recruitment and Admissions. Just on that note, before we transition to the text line, Nuri, I had prepped a story for today's show. Hopefully we can get back to it tomorrow. UB recruits for the presidential opportunity at UB. They've begun the search for a new president at University of the Bahamas. So let's go to the text line quickly. We really miss Mrs. Black holding our governments accountable.
She's been trapped, you know.
Yeah, listen, I won't say I don't miss it too. Yeah.
But, dear Texter, instead of being trapsy, just remember that in her official function, she is helping the government be accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Just by doing her job with professional integrity. Thank you so much for that text, Texter.
Thank you.
Good morning. Can the Foreign Affairs Office help companies with trademarking in Canada? So can the consulate?
We can help direct.
They can refer you.
What to do and where go?
We can help direct. So that trademarking, the recommendation would be to reach out to the Canada Office of Intellectual Property.
Mm-hmm.
But if there is a particular issue, feel free to email ottawa.mission at Bahighco, BAHIGHCO.com. So that's ottawa.mission at Bahighco, BAHIGHCO.com. Bahighco is Bahamas High Commission abbreviated.
Okay.
So to that text, if you check the newspapers, the government has launched a consultation process for the Intellectual Property Compendium of Legislation. You can go search iplawsbahamas.gov.bs, mm-hmm. and it should pop up. And in there, they speak specifically to the issue that you're focused on, and they speak to aligning legislation with international treaties and legislation mm-hmm. to ensure Bahamians have better protection in...
I think there's a Bahamas... I know there's a Bahamas Office of Intellectual Property as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Nahaja, nothing changed. Run, Corporal Tyner. I think that's a joke for you.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Aaron, it seems like... Texter, don't ask me that. You already on shaky ground. They say Haitians speak Haitian. And I told them we're just going to cut that text right there. Yeah. Nahaja is CA's radio mom. Boy, miss you, Lady Black. Great to hear your voice again on the airwaves. Good morning. Great Britain includes England, Scotland, and Wales. The United Kingdom is England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. Thank you. Another text. Thank you, producer. We're going to go.
Can I do one thing before I go?
Yeah.
We're not at the end of the show.
Okay, good. Because I wanted to thank all of the people I've gotten to meet. Those no name. Those folks whose names are never said out loud.
Yes.
Absolutely. So we're going to go to a break. You're on Guardian Radio AM with the High Commission of this show today.
Don't say High Commission. They're the First Secretary.
No. Okay. Him. Yes, he's the High Commissioner of this show. In case people think I was taking over. And joining us is Mrs. Nahaja Black. She's on vacation from government service. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Bahamas, SAS Bear wants you to join us as we celebrate our amazing Bahamian athletes as they head to Paris for the 2024 Olympic Games. As a truly Bahamian company, we're cheering loud and proud for our incredible team. Join us this summer as we raise a toast to their hard work and dedication as they proudly represent our flag, our country, our peer, our athletes. Here's to bringing home the gold. Good luck, Team Bahamas. SAS Bear, truly Bahamian. Drink responsibly.
Attention Bahamas, embark on an inspiring voyage with two new books by Hubert Ingram, Our Remarkable Three-Time PM. Learn of his exceptional leadership in steering the nation through local and international storms. These books are a treasure for all Bahamians. Are you into history or seeking inspiration? Then this is a must-read. Available at Dungalik, Logos, the National Art Gallery, and Chapter 1. Get your copies today. Be inspired by a legacy of wisdom and vision.
The Guardian Media Group has your ticket to Paris.
On your marks, get set.
Join the Guardian Media Group, Star 106 Hits, Guardian Radio 96.9, and Hot 91 FM, and follow Team Bahamas from Paradise to Paris. Live comprehensive updates on Team Bahamas every day during the 2024 Summer Olympics. We are your ticket to Paris. Nassau Guardian Sports Editor Sheldon Longley will be trackside, bringing you closest to our athletes in their quest for gold. From Paradise to Paris. The 2024 Summer Olympics. Live updates brought to you by gold sponsors the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism, Jimmy Wines and Spirits, distributors of Refreshing Sands Beer, silver sponsor Executive Motors, and the bronze sponsors Hertz Rent-A-Car, Nagico Insurance, Bay Street Garage, Nassau Motors, your Chevy and Honda dealers, and New Life Natural. Let the games begin.
Stephen Gardner alongside 100-meter hurdler Devin Charlton.
Boy, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day at work.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave his boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I was a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crock Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Planning a trip to the beautiful Bahamas? Look no further than Hertz Car Rental. With convenient locations in Nassau and Freeport, Grand Bahama, we are here to get you there. Whether you're exploring the vibrant streets and sights of Nassau or soaking up the sun in Freeport, Hertz has the perfect ride for your adventure. Book at our Freeport location at 352-3297 or Nassau location at 377-8684 or visit our website at HertzBahamas.com. All major credit cards accepted. Hertz Car Rental. Your journey starts with us.
Myself. Oh, there, finally. I let you have the last word for you, Nahasha. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to thank you guys so much for the opportunity to join you today. Cecil, so proud of you, my friend. You got your own show.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say something to all of those no-named, but folks who aren't ever mentioned, who do so much work as civil servants in the background. Monique Morley at Tourism, Monique Clark at Foreign Affairs. We've got Donnell Ward at the High Commission. We've got Chanel Brown, who is at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We've got, there's so many names. I know all of a sudden I'm drawing a blank on these names. But for all of the wonderful men and women across multiple ministries, Siobhania Bain in Freeport, thank you. For all of your help and for Keyshawn Bastien, there, DPS at Ministry of Education.
And that has been Nahasha Black. Again, this is Guardian Radio AM with CA Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron Green. We'll see you tomorrow.